So, you think it's a joke? The judge said quietly. But who turned it on? Asked Anthony Marston. Rogers returned with a glass of wine for his wife.
I'll speak to her, he said. Ethel, stop this. Sit up.
Mrs. Rogers looked at him with frightened eyes.
Stop this now, Ethel,
he repeated coldly. You'll be all right now, Mrs. Rogers, said Dr. Armstrong kindly.
It was that voice, that terrible voice, she said, like a judgment.
Drink, the doctor said. She drank, and the colour returned to her face.
I'm all right now. It was the voice. It frightened me.
Of course it did, said Rogers quickly. Me too. Terrible lies.
Mr. Justice Wargrave coughed.
Who put the record on? Was it you, Rogers?
Rogers cried,
I didn't know what it was. I can explain. It was Mr. Owen's orders. My wife had to put on the record when I was bringing in the coffee.
A very strange story, said the judge.
It's true, sir. Honestly, I thought it was a piece of music. It had the name of the music on it. The Last Goodbye.
General MacArthur cried,
We must do something. This is crazy. Who is this Owen person?
Yes, who is he? Said the judge. Rogers, first you must get your wife to bed. Then come back here.
I'll help you, said Dr. Armstrong. And the two men left the room. Anthony Marston went to find a drink and came back with a bottle and some glasses.
I found these ready for us outside, he said.